Nonsense.
Hosted by Terry and Sherry Doherty.
Only on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up.
And embrace the nonsense.
Hey, this is Maddie from PAX, and you're listening to CFRC in Kingston.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing, all those hopes down the drain. Fever Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Good afternoon and welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense. And today we are talking all things Las Vegas, and there's a big reason for that. In studio, I have with me today a special guest again. We have Kieran Doherty with us. Welcome, Kieran.
Thank you for having me on again.
So where's your father this time?
Somewhere that isn't here. I don't know.
That is
on his
correct.
Way back from Toronto.
Yes, he is on his way back from Toronto. I'm certain he's listening. So hello, Terry. If he had his way, he would phone in, but it would get way too complicated for me to try and pick up the phone and man the board. So we're just going to let him listen in. We are going to talk about all things Las Vegas today because something very cool is happening this weekend for Terry and Kieran and eight other men locally. And I'm not one of the people that this fun is happening for.
Aren't you kind of enjoying that, though? You get some time alone?
I'd like to be in Vegas. It's very warm there right now.
It definitely is.
And there's going to be a whole lot of shenanigans and nonsense that happens with your friend group.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you go ahead and share with everyone what happened and why you guys are all going to Vegas with no names, of course, to protect the not so innocent.
Well, we have a friend that has been to Vegas with us as a family probably like, I want to say 4 or 5 times now at this point.
Oh, for sure.
For a little bit of context for all the listeners, I grew up racing dirt bikes and like the world championships of motocross every single year is in Las Vegas. So from the time I was 11 or 10 or 11 until 19, we had been there pretty much every May or every October for motocross.
Yep.
And it's crazy. Like, I don't know anybody who's been to Vegas as much as I have under the age of 21, which is definitely a weird thing for sure. Like, I don't know anybody who has that situation, but it was a wonderful time going as a teenager and as a young kid as well too, because there's just like so much to do outside of like gambling and drinking. The food's great. The weather's obviously amazing.
Well, funny thing is we have been a whole bunch of times and we don't drink or gamble.
No, I know. It's crazy. That's like the gambling drink capital of the world. And, you know, you wouldn't expect for a family that, you know, doesn't do that to go there so much. But like the food, there's so many sporting events there, obviously. Like there's stuff going on all the time. The amount of conventions, like yeah. Vegas really is so much more than just like the casinos.
Well, I'll just interject with a quick story that I always feel like I'm the only person who ever comes back from Las Vegas feeling better about themselves.
Yeah.
And the funny reason is we're typically there with your sister. And she's really disciplined about her health and nutrition. So after you spend 4 or 5 days with her, making you eat clean, making you use the stairs instead of an escalator, and walking 27 kilometers to the point where you have to buy new shoes because your feet are bleeding, you're actually in really good shape and you feel pretty fantastic, where most people come home from Vegas drunk, hungover, and having not slept.
Yeah, her and I went to Vegas together in 2023, and we went and got like pressed juice shots every single day.
I know exactly where you mean, because she took me there too.
And it was amazing. And I was like, wow, I feel really good. This is not at all how I thought Las Vegas was going to be. I don't think her and I drank a sip of alcohol or like wine or anything once the entire time.
Right?
We just had a bunch of great meals and obviously ended up starting our business together after that. So it was kind of an awesome trip.
Okay. So back to why are you going this weekend?
So a close personal friend of ours, the one who's been to Vegas with me a ton as a kid, he called me while I was in London, real London, London, Ontario, not London, England, in February, and said, hey, what are you doing in May? And like, for context, his birthday, you know, is in May. And he called me and was like, hey, what are you doing? And I said, I don't know. Well, like, why? And he said, well, I'd love for you to come to Vegas with me and your dad and all these other people that we know. And I said, well, why? Like, he basically was saying, like, I'm going to pay for it. I was like, well, where's all this money coming from?
Right.
Because I didn't think that he was Mr. Moneybags or anything like that. And he basically said that he won some money, and an undisclosed amount of money.
A significant amount of money,
to say the least. And that he wanted to take us all to Vegas just to say thank you for, you know, having a great relationship with them. And he won it gambling as well, too, of
That's
all places.
Crazy. This is not an endorsement for gambling.
No, not
we
at all.
We do not recommend it.
But if you're going to do it, definitely take my dad and I to Vegas after, if you're going to win.
And me.
Yeah, exactly. Take our family to Vegas.
Yeah, it was a weird call because we got the same call. He called me. Sometimes I'm easier to get a hold of than Terry is. So he called me and he said, where's Terry? I have something to tell you guys.
Did you think it was like an emergency?
Yeah, I didn't. This isn't what I thought it was. I thought it was something else.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, hold on, let me go get him. And I put him on speaker and I said, is it okay that you're on speaker? And he said, yeah. And then he told us this crazy story about how he won a very large sum of money and wanted to take Terry and you and a good group of his friends, obviously his best friends, to Vegas for a crazy boys weekend. And the mom and me, of course, had to say, whoa, wait a minute. You know, you should do something really responsible with that money, like pay off your mortgage or buy another house or do something. And so I couldn't help but mother him. And he did. Let's just put that disclosure out there. He did something really smart with most of it. But he also said, yeah, but also I have enough that I can do a crazy weekend with my guys. So you guys are going to Vegas on this crazy weekend. And starting tonight, what time are you leaving?
At 2 a.m., I think.
I heard that you are all gathering at our house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That'll be a ruckus when you're trying to sleep.
Well, I'm not coming out of my room. Yeah. I'm sure Dad will kiss me goodbye. And there'll be a whole bunch of noise in the family room and people moving around and a bunch of cars left in our driveway.
It'll be a good time.
Which is not completely abnormal for our life.
Yeah.
However, that is why we are celebrating all things Vegas today. So all of our songs are themed Vegas. We're going to go ahead and play you another one, and you will see the theme. This one we're going to play is The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
I have some good gambling stories after, too.
Perfect.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em. Never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough.
Okay, I'm going to go back to my first Vegas experience, because there was a time when I swore that I was never going to go back to Las Vegas again. I had a couple of not so great experiences in Las Vegas. The first time I went there, I was in an earthquake. So picture this, I'm at the Imperial Palace, which I don't think even exists anymore.
I don't think it does either, to be honest.
I don't think so.
No.
And there's two towers that look face to face at each other. And in the middle of the night, the coat hangers in the closet started clanging with each other, and the water in the toilet started swishing. And I was like, what the heck is happening? So I stood up and I looked outside, and literally looking at the other building, you could see it swaying, and literally got down on my knees and started praying, because I figured this building's going to collapse.
How terrified were you?
I was terrified.
Like, in the moment, did you think, like, I'm going to die right now?
It wasn't as terrifying as the plane being on fire, which also happened to me in my lifetime.
Why do you have to just make everything about you, you know?
I don't know. All these great travel stories with Sherry, never go on vacation with me, is basically the bottom line.
Oh, also you get sick on like every vacation we go on as well, too.
I'm not good with time zone change.
No.
It messes up my sleep pattern and my eating
pattern.
You got
like violently ill when we went on that cruise, too. Like in 20...
Yeah, there's been a few times. Anyways, let me tell my story.
Sorry.
Okay, so this earthquake is happening in Las Vegas, and I'm, you know, on the floor just crying, thinking, I don't know what's going to happen. So I grabbed a pillow and just started crying into it. And then literally over the loudspeaker in the hotel, the security comes on and says, what you felt was an apparent earthquake. There has been no structural damage. Please go back to bed.
How do you go back to bed after that?
You don't. And that was only 30 seconds after the whole thing had stopped. So how were they sure there was no structural damage was really my question. You can't be sure in 30 seconds the whole building's still intact. So terrifying. It happened to be the day that I was leaving Vegas, so threw all of my stuff into my luggage, ran out of the building, regardless of how many floors it was down. I don't remember specifically, but I remember spending the remainder of the time in the Caesar's Salad parking lot. That's not right.
That's what it is. Yeah, that is correct.
Caesar's Palace parking lot, just waiting for my flight later that day. But even while we were sitting on the runway getting ready to leave, there were aftershocks. So we're sitting on the plane feeling aftershocks of an earthquake. And all I could think is, please, God, just let's fly away from here.
That's crazy to like be on a runway and feeling that. You're like, this plane is definitely going to have a problem.
It was terrifying. So I'll just jump ahead a little bit. One of the next times that I went to Vegas, I got food poisoning. And I'm not sure if that was a combination of you land in Vegas at 12 midnight, and that's actually 3 o'clock in the morning. And then we went out to eat and have some drinks. And I really don't drink, so it could have been a combination of having, I think I had a lobster grilled cheese sandwich at 3 a.m. with some alcohol, which is not a good thing to do to your body at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was there on a business trip, and I was paid to be there to meet with some clients. And literally 5 minutes before they walked in the boardroom, I had to bolt because I had to vomit.
That's insane.
And I never made it to the meeting, and I'm super surprised I never got fired. So then I had all sorts of crazy things, which, you know, great things later in life started to happen in Vegas for us. Although several times when we went there, you got broken.
Yeah, but we actually never once went to the hospital. We always would just wait till we got back.
It's because your dad duct taped you back together.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. We probably shouldn't say that on the air.
That's all right.
He'd be happy.
This was like 10 plus years ago now.
Oh, so that makes it okay that your father is duct taping you back together, even though it was 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So do you have a good story that you'd like to share about Vegas to counterbalance my not so great stories about Vegas?
All my good like motocross memories are from there for sure. Like all the oldest races used to be at Sam Boyd Stadium, which is like a solid 20 minutes away from the strip, like at the bottom of Vegas.
I remember that being a really windy place.
Yeah, it is a very windy place. I don't know if any like major sports teams play there, because like the big stadium now that's near the strip is like Allegiant Stadium. But like I never raced there. I would always race at Sam Boyd Stadium, and like there's movies of it and stuff like that. It's used and stuff all the time. A great Vegas story. I'm trying to think about like all my Vegas memories were unreal. I do remember just like the Hard Rock Hotel, which doesn't exist anymore, is an iconic place that like that was the first hotel we stayed at as a family in Vegas. Yep. That was pretty epic. But I'm trying to think about like one undeniable story.
Why don't you think about it during the next song?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, we can do that. We're going to go ahead and play another Vegas themed story, and we're going to play Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry.
All a blur last night. We need a taxi, 'cause you're hungover and I'm broke. I lost my fake ID, but you lost the motel key. Spare me a fake and dirty looks. Now don't blame me, you wanna cash out.
Hey, Kieran, what do you know about Katy Perry?
Well, her and Imagine Dragons came up at the same time in terms of like becoming relevant to the music industry. And both of them were like cover artists in Las Vegas at like cocktail bars.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's something that like not a lot of people know, but it is true. Okay. Katy Perry and Imagine Dragons, both very different genres, but kind of the same era of like them being huge. I think they both just got signed to people that were, you know, probably people from Hollywood, like record labels and stuff like that, that happened to be in Vegas at the time and thought, you know, these people have talent.
And what's Katy Perry doing right now?
She's dating Justin Trudeau.
Do we want to talk about that or no?
There's nothing really to say. It's kind of neat. That's it.
It's kind of weird in my mind.
It's kind of neat.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Good for them.
Good for them is right.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you were going to tell us a Vegas story.
Yes. So when I went to Vegas, I'm not a gambler and I'm not good at it. I'm not like our friend, apparently, who's very good at it. I can't like count cards or anything cool, but I don't think it was the most recent time I've been in Vegas. I think I've been in Vegas once since. But I will say, no, it might have been the most recent
time.
Yeah, I'm just thinking in my head.
One time when you were in Vegas, you were literally your father.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm less organized.
That's true.
Basically, I don't know why, but I brought like $500 just to have on the trip with me to buy Sarah Marie a meal or two. Okay. And then also if I wanted to get a pair of shoes or something like that, that was kind of my idea. And I had $500 American. And the minute we stayed at the MGM, which is like a lovely hotel. Obviously it's iconic. There's a giant lion in the courtyard, like lobby when you walk in. It's really cool. Very iconic Vegas. And I walk in and I was saying to her, like, I'm Rain Man. Like, I'm going to be like the guy. And I kept saying to her the entire time we were going, like, I'm going to make sure that like I wear sunglasses while I'm at the roulette table so they don't think that I'm counting cards. And she said, you're an idiot. That's not how roulette works.
She probably did.
It doesn't matter if you're wearing sunglasses or not. And so I walk in and I remember like taking the $500 before we had even checked in. She was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to go take care of some business. And she was like, you're not going to go gamble. And I said, it'll be all right.
All right.
She was like, don't do this. Don't do this. Like, you're meant to like be good with your money, which I'm not, but that's neither here nor there. And basically I walked up to the roulette table and I put on my sunglasses and the roulette dealer was definitely puzzled about what was going on, but I thought it was pretty funny. And basically I sat at the table and on the first hand, I just watched it go red. And I was like, okay. And then I watched it go black. And then I watched it go black again. And then I watched it go black again. And I'm just sitting there and I'm not gambling at all. I'm just like watching.
Okay.
And my thought was, well, it can't possibly go black for a fifth time.
Okay.
So it's got to be red this time.
Oh boy.
Which is a strategy, but it's not a good one.
Okay.
Anyway, I take all $500 in chips that the dealer gave me and I go, red. And okay. I'm looking at my sister and she's looking at me being like, what are you doing? This is so dumb. You're about to lose all of the money you brought on day one of five of this trip.
No food or shoes for you guys for the rest of the trip.
Yeah. Okay. She was going to be covering all of it. It hits.
Oh, okay.
I'm up 1,000.
Please tell me you put the original 500 in your pocket.
I did technically.
Okay.
So this is where things kind of like are cool. And I say to her, let's go eat right now.
Okay.
And so we left the table. I have $1,000 in chips.
Great.
Very dramatic. I'm like the guy. She took a photo of me like wearing sunglasses at the dinner table inside at night. Just like I was I thought I was the coolest. I was like, I'm literally, I could never lose.
Okay.
Which is the thing that you say just before you lose.
Right.
And I remember saying to her, like, we're gonna make some more money after dinner. And she was like, no, we're going to go to the hotel room.
Take the $1,000 and keep it.
And we're going to then go to bed and wake up and go to the conference that we're here for. I said, okay, sure. And on the way after we were done, a beautiful dinner, which I did pay for, and then she ended up paying for it after. she gave me the money back for it after.
Okay.
Basically, she walked to the table with me and I was like, okay, let's just do one more play. And she was, or like one more spin. And she was like, no, you've already like made your money, just be done. And so then I put, which I'm so dumb for, all $1,000 on red.
Dude.
And I lost it right away. And she looked at me like I was the dumbest person. And I looked at myself in the mirror that night like I was the dumbest person in the world. Now, here's where things get even worse.
You have to
worse.
Come home and tell me and dad that.
Yes. 4 or 5 days on the trip goes by. Like the whole thing, I'm just like, I'm never walking past a roulette table. I was like giving the middle finger to the lion, like the statue of the lion.
The lion didn't do it.
Yeah, it didn't do anything, but I was like, this is, you know, not great. We had a great time on the trip. And then for whatever reason, someone ended up like e-transferring me for some like video production and work that I did, like $750.
Okay.
Which at the time with the exchange rate worked out to another $500.
Okay.
And I told her that while we were sitting in the lobby waiting to like go to the airport. Because we checked out at 11, but our flight wasn't until like 9 p.m.
Okay.
So her and I had like a substantial period of time to go shopping, get lunch, just kind of like kill time until we, you know, could reasonably go to the airport.
Yep.
Basically, I looked at her and I said, someone just detransferred me $750. And she was like, yeah, great. You should put that in your pocket and just like go home and get ready for school on Monday. And I went, no.
Oh, wow.
So I go straight to the ATM, take the money out, go straight to the table. And what I'm so dumb. Like, this is the worst in the world. I'd never gamble with me. I'm just going to watch people gamble.
Please. And
basically, I walked up to the table, put the sunglasses back on. Different dealer this time. But in my head, I'm like, this is like a rendezvous. Like, I'm going to make all my money back.
Getting this guy back.
Yeah. And so I ended up putting all $500 down on red. It hit. I'm up 1,000. I then just put 250 on red. Doesn't hit. I then put another 250 on red just to make my money back. Doesn't hit. And then I put another 250 on red and it doesn't hit. And then I'm down
lately that you're dumb.
Losing $750 to then eventually go, well, screw it. If I'm already down 750, what's another 250? And then I put the remaining 250 that I had on red. And it hits black again 5 times in a row. And she's looking at me like, you are so dumb. You just made technically all the money that you started with back and then lost it all in about 5 minutes. And that, my friends, is why I do not gamble in Vegas anymore. And I don't think since then I've gambled on a roulette machine or anything like that at all.
That's good. Since. Well, what I'm going to take away from that is I'm happy that you gave a counterbalance story to our friend having a big win.
Yeah.
Because our friend having a big win is an anomaly. It doesn't happen that often. And more often than not, people walk away home like Kieran with empty pockets.
I mean, 99% of gamblers quit before they make it big. So never give up, you know?
No, don't do that. Advice. Bad advice. Don't do that. Let's go ahead and listen to some more gambling music. And we have Two of a Kind by Brooks Jefferson.
My lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. She's my little queen of the south. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss, and her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Hey, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we fight, just so we can make up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need the rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. I found a keeper, I made up my mind. Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine, hey, that's what it's all about. Two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama will be two of a kind, working on a full house.
Okay, I gave everybody two songs in a row there, so you're welcome. I think this is around the time when Dad and I typically talk about our weekend roundup, and there isn't much to say other than you and Dad are going to get into a whole lot of shenanigans this weekend, but there is some things to share that are happening locally. So tonight, Terry will be at Spearhead for really Throwback Thursday. So trivia is normally now Wednesdays at Spearhead. However, he was away at a conference, so now it's Thursday this week. And as much as we don't mean to confuse everybody, please come to Spearhead tonight. If you want to make a reservation, please do, because it is very, very popular. I wish I had the rounds at my fingertips, which I don't. But if you look at the Stage One Sound Facebook or Instagram, I am very proud of myself because I posted them this week. But they're really fun because I remember when Terry told me the rounds, I was like, ooh, these ones are fun. I'm excited about them. So that is at Spearhead tonight, starting at 7 o'clock.
Also, the pizza, like the food there is really good.
Yeah, we're really clear. Happy yeah, about the food there. Spearhead. So we were there pre-pandemic, like many eons ago and many owners ago, but the new owners and the new setup has spectacular food. I haven't worked my full way through the menu yet because we've only been back there maybe a month, and every week I try something different. So I'm not sure what I'm going to try tonight, but it's all very good.
Yeah, consider this just like an unofficial ad spot for Spearhead in general.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yeah, they're great.
I've been promoting their patio and how excited I am to get on their patio for the longest time. And that was my number one reason to take trivia back to Spearhead was for their patio in August.
It'll be so nice.
It is the best place to be. So that said, Into the Darkness will also be playing tomorrow night, and Terry's going to pre-record. So there is new music for you all available, but he'll be in Vegas doing something silly. And I have a ton of running around to do. It is a very busy real estate season right now. So I will just share with everyone that I am hosting an open house this weekend in Brockville. I will be at 676 Laurier Boulevard between 1 and 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. I'm very excited about that. It's a beautiful home. They've done a ton of work to it, and they just want to move a little bit closer back to Kingston or Napanee. So my goal is to make that happen for them. And then on Sunday, I have a number of other mother showing appointments and errands. And then Sunday, I'm going to flop down on my couch and eat some Go Italian, actually, with my mother. And that is going to be our treat for each other because everybody else is gone for Mother's Day, not celebrating us, which they should be.
We love you in spirit, but my dad and I are going to be in Las Vegas on Mother's Day, which sounds terrible.
That's okay. This is also an unofficial plug for Go Italian because it is the best restaurant in the West End of Kingston. Yeah. I happen to be a personal friend of the owner, but I would plug it anyways because the food is fantastic. So my mom and I are going to get Go Italian takeout. We're going to watch a movie and eat it on our couches after I've done some crazy running around all weekend.
It is good, Go Italian. Yeah.
It sure is.
I think the best restaurant like that isn't like a franchise in the West End for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, not without question. It is, absolutely. We go there for all sorts of special occasions. We even had your sister's engagement party there and things like that. So, okay, why don't we jump back into Vegas? So let me ask you, what are three things you're hoping that you guys do this weekend?
The only thing that I'm like really excited about is going to like a really good steakhouse. And we actually have, I think, two already booked that are like ones that you'd want to go to. I haven't been. You guys went to Vegas more recently than I did because I drove you guys to the airport.
Yes. And REMAX has an annual conference there, which is why I've been in the last several years because I've been there for
REMAX. And I remember you were saying that you went to one of the steakhouses that we're going to. But I just want to have like a really, really nice meal with the guys we're with. I'm not big on like beer or gambling or anything like that. I am big I'm very big on warm weather and good food. And I'm just excited to like maybe lay by the pool. And I'm not trying to get a sunburn, but I'd like to get as close as I physically can.
I was going to say, lay by the pool. You lay in the shade and look at the pool.
Yeah, but it's nice though. It's still like the well, ambiance is nice.
You'll be in warm weather and I will not.
Yeah.
I'll be putting up open house signs at Brockville, probably in the cold.
That's the same as Las Vegas.
It's not the same at all.
Yeah. And then also there is not in Vegas, but there's a UFC fight in New Jersey. And I'm sure it will be on every single screen in Las Vegas because it is the biggest fight of the year so far. So that'll be fun to watch just because I like MMA and it's a good time. And obviously UFC is like Las Vegas is like the UFC capital of the world. And it's usually almost at every single event at like the arenas there and stuff. So I'm sure there will be lots of stuff going on that are all MMA related, which will be fun, but honestly just like spending time with my dad and like these guys, all the road trips that we've been on prior have been unreal, as you know, all the dumb stories that we've had. And I think that this is probably the first one post COVID that has the potential to be as dumb as the pre COVID ones.
Okay, well, I will share with everyone that you all and we have a friend that went on one of these epic road trips with you for the first time one time that nobody knew. He just jumped in the van because he was a friend of somebody else's. And you called him New Guy for that entire trip.
We did.
I think it's been 10 years and you still call him New Guy.
I mean, tonight when he gets to our house, it's going to be like, what up, New Guy?
Seriously.
He's still the newest guy in the group.
I don't know.
No.
There's newer friends that probably on this trip, he's still the newest guy.
Yeah.
But there was, once he had a girlfriend, we called her New Girl.
Yeah.
And that was kind of funny.
Yeah,
and then he keeps saying, you know, when someone new comes to our friend group, do I get to not be New Guy anymore? And no.
No, he's still going to be New Guy.
I think literally forever we're going to call him New Guy, which is fun. But it's said with love and endearment, of course.
Yeah. And honestly, whatever all the guys want to do, I'm down for.
Right.
Like if they want to go go-karting, I'm not against it. If they want to walk up and down the strip and eat a bunch of hot dogs and, you know, just sightsee, I'm down for that as well, too. I'm trying to go there as if I've never been there before.
Very cool.
And just enjoy the warm weather because now that I'm working almost 9 to 5 every day, it'll be nice to go away for the weekend.
It will. It'll be
That's
some
a separate
sunshine.
Story, but yeah.
So I'm sure at some point this weekend, someone won't be able to feel their face. So I'm going to play Can't Feel My Face by The Weeknd. Enjoy.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it, but I love it. When I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb, and she'll always get the best. death of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when what deep in love. Cause I know, cause I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be alone. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you.
Okay, I'm going to tell a nice Mommy and Me story about Kieran and I.
I would love that.
And most Mommy and Me stories don't happen in Las Vegas.
I think almost none of them should.
We're an odd family.
Yeah, we are.
Just for the record, we are really odd.
Also, most Mommy and Me stories don't involve someone breaking a bone immediately.
No, either. That's true.
But this one does.
This one does. Well, as Kieran mentioned, his grand finale race series every year when he was racing motocross was in Las Vegas. So it was not uncommon for us to go to Las Vegas. In order to race, though, your bikes have to get there. And these are bikes that you've trained on, and they're specifically built for you, and everything is set up for you. So you don't want to go and just use a random bike. So your bikes have to get there. And Terry really likes control. So obviously he's not going to give someone else our bikes, or very expensive bikes as they are. So he would drive to Las Vegas.
We've driven to Vegas, him and I think 4 or 5 times now.
Yeah.
And I, on top of that, have driven to California because of what we did as kids, now as an adult, 3 or 4 times without him, which is crazy.
Yeah, we have a lot of miles on the road as a family. Just for clarity purposes, when they drove to Las Vegas, it was in a smelly van with multiple men and multiple bikes, and it's an over 50-hour drive. So as one can imagine, I was not there. And what would happen is, say, they'd leave on Tuesday, and then on Thursday, I'd jump in my car, and I'd drive to the Montreal airport, and then I would get on a plane, and I would meet them in Las Vegas, which sounds like a much more sherry thing to do than sit in a smelly van for 4 days with you guys driving to Vegas.
Absolutely.
Although, chops to your sister, because she did do it one time.
And so did my girlfriend at the time as well, too. She came on one of the trips.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy that anyone would want to do that willingly.
Right? That is insane. All that to say, there was one time that I don't remember why, but you didn't drive. You came with me.
It was a school situation, I think.
Oh, you did school?
Yeah, barely.
I thought you were just a professional athlete.
I mean, you'd think, but then that didn't go too well after.
Okay, that's maybe a different part of the story.
Maybe I should have taken school a little more seriously.
So maybe it was school. I can't remember. But I do remember specifically that they went ahead, whoever was driving the bikes with your dad went ahead, and then you and I drove to the Montreal airport together.
Sam Marie, a motocross reporter, dad, and this aforementioned guy who won all that money were the four that went
on that trip?
Yeah, that trip. I remember.
Okay, excellent. And so you and I drove to the Montreal airport. I specifically remember the night before the flight in bed with you, which is our favorite thing to do, and eating pizza.
Absolutely. We watched Anchorman in
bed. Watching Anchorman. Yeah, I was just going to say that. That was a good memory.
Great memory. In the Montreal, hotel airport.
Yeah, that was really fun.
I wish I could go back to that.
I also would like to go to any hotel right now and eat pizza and watch Anchorman.
Yeah.
Because one of my favorite things to do is eat pizza and potato chips in bed and watch a movie in a hotel.
We watched A Dog's Purpose in a hotel in Vegas as well, too.
We did that as well.
That was a great movie.
All good memories, right? Yeah. So that was really fun. You and I flew to Las Vegas, and then we did the racing, and whatever happened. I don't remember. I'm sure at a point you were in second. It's a family joke.
I came up short on the big jump and the bike.
Did you get hurt on this trip?
Well, the bike size that we were is like that. If you hit the big jump, like I'd say like half the kids do, and you really have to be on the gas. It's not like the bikes are quick enough at the level I was at that every single person just gets over them as you would when you're racing pro. But when you're a little kid, if you hit all the jumps, you're doing really well. And so I had been hitting all the jumps, but I came up short on one of them and I broke my wrist immediately and it caused it to buckle. But I chose to race anyways. And we just taped up my arm and went with it because we're already in Vegas. Like, what do I stand to lose by not, other than maybe feeling in my arm? But that's neither.
Well,
here
that's
nor there.
Important.
Yeah.
There was a period in your life when you had no feeling in your arm for a while, but we'll save that for another day.
Yeah, that was scary.
So what happened was we did all that. You hurt yourself. And then let's say that dad and the people in the van were leaving on Monday to start their drive home. And you and I weren't flying home until Tuesday. So we had a whole Monday, just you and I, in Las Vegas.
We did, and it was amazing.
We had a great day. I specifically remember this as one of my happy days with just you and I. So we walked.
It shouldn't have been the last happy day that you've had.
I don't know. We walked up to the Fashion Mall.
We did.
Which is really far from where we were staying at, what's the name of it?
South Point Hotel. It wasn't off the strip, but it was further down the strip because that's where the race was. Yeah. So
we walked from South Point all the way up to the Fashion Mall area, which is really great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you remember this, but we bought you those magic cards.
I do remember, and I thought it was so cool for like a year.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was just learn card tricks.
Yeah, that was a really fun thing. I remember specifically buying those cards for you, and you were a little obsessed with them for a while.
Yeah.
And that was a really fun thing. And I think I bought you some like new jeans and a new few things or whatnot.
We should do that again. You should
take you out and buy you things.
You should buy me jeans. And then we should watch it. We watched a movie, and I think it's the movie where, and I don't remember the name of it, but basically Kate Upton, who's like the swimsuit model, and like two other really famous women are dating the same guy.
And they find out
that they're dating the same guy. We went and saw that movie in theaters, and it was like 2014 or 2015.
Yeah, and it was the theater in the hotel back at South Point.
Yeah.
And we had frozen yogurt.
And we did. And then you, because you loved it, helped me with my accounting homework because you were that type of person.
I remember on the flight home,
I had like a yellow button. This is like stuff I don't need to remember. Can't even remember any of the stuff I needed to learn at Queens. But right. I remember what color the binder was that I had when I was 15 for my accounting class. But I remember that you helped me with that. And like, I was like, wow, this is lovely. Other than the fact that I have a broken wrist, this is amazing. Because we walked through it together because I couldn't write with my right arm anymore. So you had to help write it in. And we did the work together on the flight home.
Well,
it was amazing.
I do remember that and appreciate it.
I do.
But we had a nice time amongst the circumstances.
Yes.
We had a really great time.
Broken bones aside, I've had to overcome a lot of injuries, so we just kind of have to roll with the punches.
Yeah, it's just kind of standard.
Absolutely.
Right? That's hilarious. But I wanted to share the nice memory that we had.
We should get back to that at some point. Go on a Vegas trip as a family.
We should. Absolutely.
That'd be good.
All right. We only have a little bit more time, maybe for one more song and then a sign off. So I'm actually going to play Hotel California, and it's kind of Vegas related. It was on theme or on brand for me when I was picking the music.
And also almost every time that we went to Vegas, because my dad is a hero, we've had to go to California multiple times because there was a time where my engine on the line during practice day blew up, like the engine seized, and the only engine builder that we could get to rebuild it was in California at the time. So him and I drove through the night to California and back just to get there from Vegas.
He's a rock star. He's a trooper.
He's amazing.
He's a rock star. You're right. Absolutely. So let's go ahead and play Hotel California by the Eagles. Enjoy.
Thank you. prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
That is a pretty long song, and Kieran and I wanted to take our opportunity to sign off, and we want to make sure that Kieran and Terry and all the guys going on the trip have safe travels, and I want that for everyone else as well. Kieran